Let's see, you just ran 2 miles across the street and...
wrong side of the sidewalk.
Wrong side of the sidewalk. And it looks, when you're running that 2 miles up and down the hill, pretty hard, but across the street there were 12 people doing something incredible, and this is the 19th Amazing. Year they've done it. In your eyes, you've had lots of close encounters with this. What is it? What do you see here?
I marveled at Guru's vision, Sui Chin Moy's vision for races like this. The way back, Guru he started the 24-hour races, and at that's about 35 years ago. We started some of them all over the place, and the Ottawa one is still alive, continuous since then. And but those days, 24 hours was like, it was impossible to run a 24 hours. No one would do that. And he had that in his mind and heart, and he had a vision for what humanity can do in the races world. And that was a little bit of a start. There was many things before that. And then he moved on, and now we're at 3,100 miles. It's incredible. The mind cannot think about what's going on.
Why do you think he created this? I mean, why do you think he put so much emphasis and energy into this, and why it continues?
Well, the concept of transcendence is so beautiful, it's so incredible, that, and it's like eternal in so many ways, because there's no end to transcendence. I ran 2 miles and I could do better, and tomorrow I'm going to try and do better, etc. But that's my own little self at 70. But these guys, 3,100, it's every day you see them, how they want to transcend, and that's the motive behind it. It's not a competition mode. They're not, I mean, there's maybe a little bit of a game there between people, but it's within themselves. I can do better. I will do better. I have done this, and now, so that's the, I think that's just such a beautiful concept that applies to all of our life, not only to running, but to all of our life as well. So he's improving humanity's ideal in so many ways just by this race and other races and other.
Well, in this case, there's only 12 people here. I mean, and you know, there's not rows and rows of people. It's not the Daytona 500. So how do you think this kind of reaches out beyond this block here in Queens, New York? How does it, you know, why would the world even care about it?
I think it's Desmond Tutu that said about Guru. He says something like this, I can't quote it, but he says, maybe this world continues to exist because of people like you. So maybe the world continues to exist because of races like this that keep the Supreme inspired to let it go for another while and to see where it can lead. We need inspiration. And this is an incredible inspiration. Like the marathon was, remember the early days of the marathon? And there was a few runners. And we could ask the same question then. And I ran the Ottawa Marathon way back when there was loners almost there, okay? Now there's about 25,000 people running it. And it's part of the norm now. So where would this race be in 30 years? And how will it evolve? We don't know. But the seed is there, and these people, they're the heroes of this new world.
And for you yourself, you live in Ottawa, you're far away, you're here for the weekend, they've been running for 7 days. When you drive back to Ottawa and you're in school or you're at your shop or whatever, do you think about what's happening here?
All the time. I get up at night and look at the website and your videos and all of this. And see how they're doing. And I'm friend with the boys too, and you see how they evolve and what the struggles that they have, etc. No, it's part of it's more than eating and drinking. It's this race that I'm with practically all the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.